views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. How are you? Welcome to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and Jeremiah Newdell. We haven't changed the title yet. We're going to work on some new promos for you. Just in case you are late to the party, my friend Jeremy has agreed to be my co-host. And so he joined us officially last episode, so 2 weeks ago. How's it going, Jeremy?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just sort of connecting to what we're going to be talking about today. You and I were discussing before the intro that we're both been sort of scattered and kind of all over the map lately. I know, you know, things have been really, really busy for me. I was in LA this past weekend, doing some stuff at the House of Intuition and celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank
you very much. 46. 46. I can't believe
Ooh.
It. Yeah. My friend was like, you're officially closer to 50 than you are to 40. I was like, why do you have to lay it out like that?
Yeah, very clear.
But yeah, I'm good. I'm really excited about today's show. How are you doing? Are you like in a bird sanctuary?
I'm just sitting outside. It's like we're hitting the window, the Goldilocks zone of Arizona, where it's actually like you can actually live here. So that feels good. It feels good to not be sweating all of the time. Right. But it seems like all the birds came to join the good weather. So cheers to that.
Yeah. Fantastic. So today's show is, you know, we're here on transformationtalkradio.com. And for those of you who are listening in and would like to join the conversation, I love to take questions via email. So if you go to transformationtalkradio.com, and you see the player there with my face on it, and you can click on that player and open up the new window, and you'll see in the upper right-hand corner it says Ask. So you can send us your question there, and we will answer your question or discuss your question or your suggestion or your topic or whatever it is that you want to share with us on the air. And today's show is all about honoring the shadow. And this is such a huge topic, right? Like anger, fear, grief, anxiety, all of these emotions that we can, you know, say are manifestations or representations of the shadow aspect of our human experience, they oftentimes can feel so overwhelming. And I think that in our society and in our culture and in our spiritual circles, we're taught how to soothe them, how to medicate them, sometimes even how to avoid them. But we don't really talk a lot about how we can actually embrace our shadow. And I think that, you know, I know you and I've talked about this, Jeremy, like learning how to honor that shadow side can actually free us from the need to avoid it or escape it, or this feeling that like I'm controlled by my anger or my fear. And I think it's important for us to talk about this. Like, how do we sit with these challenging emotions that actually sitting with them can actually collapse the energy structures that they create?
Well, I think it's really funny because even when you tune into this type of thing where we're talking about the shadow, you know, there can almost be this sort of like I have to get the download. So it's like an upgrade, like in a video game. Like I have to get the upgrade. I have to get the superpower, so I can learn how to face the beast that is my shadow. And you know, it's so funny because what we're talking about is being really with the shadow. And so there's, you know, you probably, if you've heard anything that I've said, you've heard me say all the time, you don't need to do anything. It's all about being present with it. It's about letting it roar, letting it express itself as it is. And, you know, not trying to do anything to it, you know, not like throw, you know, Reiki lightning bolts at it or shove pills down your throat or whatever.
Get out your violet flamethrower and try to burn it down.
Your violet flamethrower. I love that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you say just learning how to be with it. Cause I sort of the, impetus or one of the things that came up for me when we were inspired to do this topic was, and I'll share a quick story. This was a couple of weeks ago, and this is before It, the Stephen King adaptation, the latest film adaptation of that book came out. And I was obsessed with Stephen King when I was a kid. I loved horror and fantasy and sci-fi. I can't really watch horror anymore because it just makes me a nervous wreck. Mm-hmm. But I loved It. It was one of my favorite books, and I was obsessed with it. And when I heard that they were remaking it, you know, they did the miniseries in the early 90s, which was, I mean, Tim Curry was good, but that was probably the highlight of it. So I was really excited to see that it was finally going to get its, you know, its props in this movie, which was looking like it was going to be really good. So I was watching some YouTube videos and like interviews and behind the scenes stuff. And I was like, yeah, this looks really scary. I'm still not going to watch it. So, but that night I went to sleep, and I don't know, at some point in the night, I woke up terrified. Like my heart was pounding and there was so much fear coursing through my body. I was terrified. And I opened my eyes and there was this manifestation of, you know, I was sort of in that place that, that theta state or whatever it is, where you're not really asleep and you're not really awake yet. Mm-hmm. And Pennywise was in my room in full on horror clown mode, like with the red balloon. And I was petrified, terrified, and paralyzed. And I immediately started to go into soothing mode, right? I was like, okay, put the bubble of light around you and, you know, do the Reiki lightning bolts and, you know, get out the violet flamethrower. And, you know, I was like, God, where I wish I had, a, you know, a piece of hematite or, you know, some black tourmaline. Like I was doing all of my spiritual stuff to soothe the fear. And I very clearly heard, no, Andrew, don't try to soothe the fear. Just sit with it.
Mm.
And so I just stopped. I stopped denying my fear. I stopped rejecting the fear. I stopped trying to escape the moment of being in that moment of fear. And an amazing thing happened. The minute that I tried to, or the minute that I stopped trying to get out of that moment, it immediately started to soften. It immediately started to just, it wasn't as intense. It started to morph. It started to shift. And I was very aware of this presence, this fear presence in the room with me. But rather than engaging it from a place of I need to escape you, I just turned and I faced it. And I said, you don't have to be the bad guy anymore. I don't need you to be the boogeyman. In fact, I forgive you for playing the part of the one that was trying to scare me and doing this whole boogeyman thing. And you actually are off the hook with me. I don't need you to do this anymore. And immediately the energy shifted and it just got so much softer and so much gentler. And I immediately tuned into this energy underneath of this sadness and this remorse of, you know, this fear having to do its job of scaring the pants off of people. And there was this beautiful moment of this being that was present to incite so much fear, simply just wishing it could be seen as the being of light that it really is underneath all of it. And it's just an aspect of spirit. And that, in that moment, completely shifted my relationship with fear and my understanding of, oh, I don't have to try to escape it. And the minute I stopped trying to escape it, that's when its hold over me completely dissolves.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I love that. I love that story. I mean, I think it's such a almost like a textbook archetypal example of something, especially with this movie. It's called It, and it's just perfect. Like, you know, the whole theme of the movie is like, you know, the it becomes whatever it's subjective to the person.
Yeah.
So, and in a real sense, that's why I think there's a lot of truth in a lot of things like that, because, you know, we all experience our shadow in a different way, and we're all going to have a different and very unique experience of it. And that's part of the gift. That's part of the journey. And, you know, one thing I love about your story is it's almost like the thing that you were trying to get away from. This is the analogy that I use a lot, and I love this analogy. Like, if you think about when you're a little kid, and maybe you saw a fruit that you've never seen before, and when you've never seen a fruit as a little kid, it can be kind of gross to look at. You're like, oh, what is that? and then you take a bite of this fruit, and it's the sweetest thing you've ever tasted in your life.
Yeah.
And the thing that you were the most afraid of becomes the thing that you're the most intimate with.
Mm.
And that's really the key to this whole thing, you know, because, you know, there's going to be things that are going to arise in your consciousness. There's going to be past versions of yourself that are going to be knocking at your door because as a society, we've sort of, especially as energetically sensitive humans, we've grown up to be conditioned to suppress into, you know, almost have this sort of patronizing, you know, if someone's ever cried or something, and then a parent has said, oh, you know, we don't do that here. We don't cry. You don't need to cry about that. There's these sort, these aspects of ourselves that are pushed down and they're suppressed. And then as they sort of naturally have to bubble to the surface, because that's really what our whole thing is, what we're doing right now. We're experiencing reality in a way that's allowing all of these aspects of ourselves, past lives included, and future lives included, and present lives included, you know, all of these aspects of ourselves are coming together and amalgamating to this single being that is our higher selves. And that is what we're integrating right now. So as you take a bite of the fruit that you think is the grossest thing in the world, the scary, you know, clown, whatever, starts to, you know, it reminds me of the movie The Ring, where you see the ring, the girl in the ring is just this innocent little girl that had some type of trauma happen and she turned into the ring girl, you know?
Yeah, like, totally. Totally. And we have to at some point, and I think we're going to take a break in just a second, but I think that that's something we should definitely unbox in the next segment is, you know, what is the purpose of the shadow and what role does it play in our experience as humans? Because at some point that anger, that fear, that anxiety, that insecurity, whatever it is that we attribute to the shadow aspect, at some point we've got to deal with that. And some point we've got to sit with that. We've got to face it and we've got to love it. And it was really beautiful when I had my experience with it, with Pennywise, the clown. I just invited him to lay down next to me. I was like, dude, look, dude, the bed is big, it's soft, it's comfortable, and you clearly are exhausted from scaring the pants off of people. So why don't you just take a minute, take a breath, and lay down next to me? And there was this sigh of relief. Like, it was like the air just deflated out of this balloon, and it was such a relief to feel that anger just completely collapsed. When I found a way to have love and compassion for the part of me that was terrified, that had been projecting that anger outwardly, and I finally let it in, it immediately dissipated. So we're going to take a break. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We'll be right back talking about honoring the shadow today.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. Today, we are talking about honoring the shadow. And in the first segment, we were talking about fear and this creepy, scary experience I had with Pennywise the clown from It showing up in my bedroom one night, and how that was just a totally surreal, freaky thing. And I think one of the things we should talk about, Jeremy, is like, what purpose does the shadow serve? And we kind of touched on this in the first segment that... at some point, this fear, this anger, all of these emotions that we would generally label as unwanted or negative or part of, you know, attribute to the shadowy side of ourselves, we're always trying to get rid of them and we're always trying to push it away. But at some point, we've got to deal with that. At some point, we've got to integrate it. And the only way to ever integrate anything is to sit with it and to be with it.
Right. I heard something really interesting, and some of you might have heard something similar, where... I can't remember who said it. I think it might have been Bashar. But he said, the only thing you can find in the unknown is more of yourself. Mm. And so when we're talking about the shadow, you know, this is like a big lofty name that we give it. You know, and it is an aspect of ourselves that doesn't know how to come out. It feels like it can't fully be as we are, as I am, because... it, you know, because it feels rejected. It feels like it's unloved. It feels like it's not safe. And so we all sort of have these, and it's because in a sense we are all sort of purging the collective shadow in our own unique ways. And we're actually individuated versions of the collective and the counter, you know, in all the parts that go along with that. And so when we're talking about the shadow, it's not actually something that we have to even sit with or be with or do something with. It's literally a byproduct of energy moving. It's a byproduct of being human and what it means to be in this body. And so in that sense, even in the most utopian society where there's beings that are, you know, every being on the planet's enlightened and we have this big grandiose vision of what that may look like, we think that there's an absence of shadow and there isn't. There is just a embracing of it. There's a constant second-to-second embracing of it where if a shadow, and it's not even called a shadow, but, you know, if something wants to come out, it can come out. There's no repression. There's no, oh, you know, we shouldn't do that here. This isn't spiritual, or this isn't, you know, this isn't my highest best. And I'm,
or this,
you know,
isn't love and light or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you hit on an interesting point that it's about, you know, because what I see, part of what we would call the shadow to me is just a manifestation of that duality consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. That there's a light and a dark, a good and a bad, a right and a wrong. And the only way that duality can ever collapse is when we allow ourselves to sort of move beyond these limitations and these labels of duality and just see that we hold it all. There is nothing within all that I am, which is really source. If we want to take it super macro, it's all just the one. There is nothing within that that is outside of source. It is all part of the experience. And I think that, you know, one thing that I deal a lot with in my work lately, because it's interesting to me, because a lot of what I've been doing in my energy sessions is dealing with a lot of people's sort of shadowy aspects are really coming up just to be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. Like, you don't have to do anything. Acknowledging it and just saying, yes, it is here. It is with me. I am experiencing it. That's all you ever have to do. Because the minute you acknowledge it, it just sort of opens up and shows itself to you, and you just let it, you just sort of witness it. But I think that what I'm seeing is all we have to do is accept that these parts of ourselves exist and we don't have to judge them. An experience is just an experience. And it's only our resistance to it that creates suffering or negativity or pain around it.
Yeah, and, you know, resistance is the key word there. I mean, there's a certain feeling that I get in my body now whenever something like that comes up, especially if something, you know, a scary commercial comes up and something just literally, you know, an emotion just comes out of nowhere, something just arises out of nowhere. You're just like, what? Where did that come from? And there's almost this feeling that I get in my body where it's like whenever something like that happens, there's like, it's almost like a red light in my consciousness, right, where I just feel like, okay, like, here it is. Like, here's what wants to come out. Here's what wants to be present with me right now. And what I've noticed is that when you really give something the space to just like do whatever it's going to do to you, like people are scared of, you know, parasitic energy and, you know, bad energies coming at you and all this type of thing. And when you give the thing that you're most afraid of to have full bearing on you and to just annihilate you, and you give it full permission to do that, it doesn't, there's nothing for it to do, because the only reason it wants to scare you and be this fanged, crazy, scary thing is to just get your attention. It wants to show you what it's become in the lack of your loving presence.
Bingo. You just totally hit the nail on the head. Can you just say that last part again?
Yes. So the when something, you know, we think of this archetype of the scary thing, of this crazy, you know, drooling, fanged thing that's in our grill. And, you know, we almost have this existential cry of like, what do you want from me? And the funniest response is the shadow's only response is, I am showing you what I've become because of the lack of your undivided loving attention.
Yeah, it reminds me of a couple of years ago, I was in a meditation and I was really, really deep in this meditation. And I, all of a sudden in my awareness, like this reptilian beastie showed itself to me. And I'm not one to go down the rabbit hole of the reptilians and the entities and the negative attachments. I, you know, for me, it was just an awareness of it coming up into my awareness. And I was like, oh, okay. And it reminded me of that scene in Alien when the alien queen is like right in Ripley's face and she's like drooling and like salivating right in her face. And Ripley's like pressed up against the wall trying to avoid it. And in that moment, I felt this fear surge up within me. And there was the instinct to run or to shut it down or to come out of meditation. But instead of that, I just turned and I faced it and I said, hi, and I kissed him. And immediately he just, like, it dissolved. It just dissolved. And what I think, you know, it's sort of what you were saying, like what I see, the shadow aspect is a steward for our power. And it holds on to our power until we are ready to just love it. It shows up again and again and again, trying to get our attention. And if we don't pay attention, or we try to soothe it, or we try to medicate it, or ignore it, or push it away, it just has to put on a bigger, scarier mask every single time, because its job is to get our attention.
Yeah.
And so every time it has to get uglier and uglier and uglier. And it's like, okay, are you ready now? Nope. Okay. Are you ready now? Right. And it just gets bigger and beastier. But the minute that we turn and face it and love it, it immediately dissolves and we reclaim that bit of power.
And I love that. There's something so unbelievably sweet about looking at something that is almost like horrid to us, especially when we see something that, you know, like it, like that represents that core thing that we don't want to face. When you look at that and then you say, hello, sweetheart. Hello, honey. Thank you for being with me. There's such a lightness and a sweetness that comes out of that that just shifts the energy completely.
Yeah, it really does. So we have a few minutes before the next break, and we have a question from Vivian in New York, and maybe we can just open this up a little bit and then talk about it more in the next segment. But her question is depression a part of the shadow?
Good question.
That's a great question. And my initial response is, I don't know if it's necessarily part of the shadow, but when I see depression energetically, I see it as a call to get really, really deep internally. There's something that's really, really deep that needs your silence, that needs your quietness, that needs your mindfulness and your presence of just being still, so that you can hear this thing that's super, super deep. Like, it's almost like we're swimming on the surface of the ocean, but there's this really, really deeply submerged thing that needs our attention. And so it pulls us down to it, not because it's trying to pull us under, but it's just saying, hey, I can't come up there. I actually need you to come down here and sit with me and love me and sort of let me, you know, I need to show myself to you, whatever it is. And then it's like that release from that depression is sort of like the cork bobbing to the surface. But that's my initial thought. What are your thoughts?
So we've all seen this crazy stuff that's going on with Jim Carrey lately. And I actually watched this really cool video of him like sitting down like recently, like in the last week or so. He was sitting down between these two interviewers, but it was a really relaxed type of conversation. And he was sort of just talking about it. But one thing he said, my dog, one thing he said was depression it requires deep rest. So deep depression, deep rest. And I just love that because that's exactly what's happening. Depression is a call to be deep in rest, to be deep in integration. And what's actually happening during this time is that the shadow that you have faced, and again, a lot of times this happens without even our conscious recognition. You know, sometimes the shadow just happens and it puts on a mask in maybe a way that we wouldn't expect. And then the integration process of integrating this aspect of ourselves requires deep rest. And that is my perspective on depression.
Yeah, it's almost like, it makes me think, it's almost like sometimes in order to heal, we have to go into a medically induced coma. It's sort of like that. It's kind of like sometimes the body, the spirit, the energy field is like, okay, there's some really heavy stuff that we need to integrate here. And so really we need to go into that silent place and that really low energy, low level of activity place in order just to let that stuff integrate. And I think that what we can talk about maybe in the next, we're going to take a break here. And I think in the next segment, we can talk about, you know, we've been so trained to deny these emotions and to avoid these emotions and to medicate and to just, you know, get in the vortex and buy the flamethrower or whatever. So, you know, we're talking about today honoring the shadow. And we're going to continue this conversation when we come back. So if you're interested in offering up a question or a comment or something you'd like us to discuss, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player, and you'll see the tab at the upper right-hand corner that says Ask, and you can send us your question. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled michelle.com/book.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in each month to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out synergeneticliving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud. Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. Today we are talking about honoring the shadow and how do we deal with and dig into and contend with these emotions, anger, fear, anxiety, depression, these things that we so often want to just avoid. Before we get into it really quickly, I just want to give everyone a heads up. Next weekend, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, I'm going to be in Sarasota, Florida at the N5D Healing Conference. And I am going to be taking private clients. I'm going to be speaking there on Saturday with my friend Katya Turner, and I will be taking private clients as well. I've got limited availability and limited time, but I have decided to do energy sessions there. So if you're interested, go to my website, andrewmartin.energy, and you'll see a form at the bottom that says contact. You can send me your information, your name, your email address, and your contact info, and we can arrange a time together to work together while I'm in Florida. Super excited about that. Jeremy, is there anything that you want to promote? Anything that people should know? I know you just got a new logo.
I did get a new logo. So if you would like to check out my said new logo, you can go to www.divinelyhuman.weebly.com and you will see it.
Awesome. We just got to do our social media shout out. So we're talking about honoring the shadow and how do we deal with it. And in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about how the shadow actually serves to, my perspective is that it sort of serves to be the steward for our power until we're ready to just sit with and be with those energies. And you were saying how it's just a part of you that's been asking for your love and attention, and we just have yet to love and accept that part of ourselves.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think it's a really key point to this to say that, it's so easy to kind of say all that. Like, that sounds really good when you say all that stuff. But when you're in the midst of it, when you're knee deep in Shadowville, there's a certain level of rejection of that sort of information. It's all light and fluffy to hear that, but when you're in the midst of it, there's a certain what do I do actually though? And the key that I want to say here, and this is big, I would say, is that, when you're in the midst of something like that, there's really two things, and they're not even something you have to remember. The first thing is your willingness to let whatever is present have its way with you will indicate your lightness of the experience of it. Because if you are fighting it, if you're resisting it, if you're trying to make it into something that's more comfortable, it's only going to infuriate the shadow more. It wants your respect. It wants it to be known to you that, look, I can be here. And the second thing is that when you're in something like that, I think a very powerful thing is to affirm to yourself that this, what I'm experiencing right now, is the evidence of the passion that I have for existing. So the passionate I am that is choosing to be present right now is showing itself to me via this experience. So now it's integrating this shadow self into this I am, into this passionate existence, rather than saying, I have to get rid of this shadow self in order to step into my passion.
Beautiful. Yeah, and I think you said something very important there, is it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be afraid. I think that in our Western society, especially, we have been taught to avoid these things. And then if you're depressed or you're upset or you're sad, then there's something wrong with you. Or if you're angry, that there's something wrong or there's something broken. We've been taught to dishonor these emotions. And especially oftentimes in spiritual circles, we talk about, oh, well, that's not love and light, and get in the vortex, and you don't want to feel that way because you're going to attract more of it to you. And I would say, you know, until we... It's not about avoiding these things so that I won't feel sad or attract more to me. But if I haven't dealt with the fear, and I'll give you an example of my own experience, if we haven't dealt with the fear or the anger that's present within us that we've been suppressing, we're going to continue to attract opportunities to contend with it and to learn how to love it. And I had this happen to me about a year and a half ago. And I've always, one of my big things was fear, was anger. Like, I didn't really know how to deal with anger. I didn't really know how to contend with it in a way that, you know, felt healthy and safe. So I would just tend to avoid it. And I hated confrontation. And I would, by all means necessary, I was going to avoid anything that felt like anger. So about a year and a half ago, I was in a living situation that was really, really stressful for me. And I just wasn't really super happy. And it was all about boundaries. And I had to assert my boundaries, it felt like, on a daily basis. But I wasn't really dealing with the anger that was coming up for me. And so one night I was having a conversation with my roommate and something triggered me. And man, I just caught fire. I swear to God, if you could have seen my energy field manifested, you would have seen me as a pillar of fire. I looked like, what's the guy in the Fantastic Four? Fireman or
flame
fireman.
On.
Yeah, totally. Flame yeah. on. I was flame on big time. Like, I was a freaking towering inferno. And I was so angry. And we had our conversation and I let some stuff out. And I, you know, I did my best to deal with it in the way that I knew how. And then I went to bed and I woke up that night at like 2 a.m. and I had a fever. And I had a fever for like a day and a half. And so I went into meditation and I was asking, you know, like, what is this about? And very clearly I got the message was, Andrew, you have all of this repressed anger. And the only way that we could clear it from your field was for you to experience it. In order to clear these things, this repressed, old, stagnant anger, in order to clear it from your field, you had to feel it. There's no way that you can heal this if you're not willing to feel this. And in that moment, I had this like light bulb went on, was like, oh, it's like a frequency. Like, I can't listen to the jazz station if I'm tuned into the rock and roll channel. So in order to deal with my anger, I needed to be triggered into anger. And I think there's an important distinction to make here. It's one thing to feel the emotion and to be present with it and to witness it. And there's another thing to create from it. And I think that's a lot of times what we fear. Just because you're feeling it and experiencing it doesn't mean you're creating from it. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to experience it so that it can move through you and you can let it go and then you can create. But if we continue to suppress this part of us that's asking for our love and attention, it's just going to keep showing up until it gets what it needs.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that because it just brings to mind this, you know, when things arise, you know, it's basically the universe saying, all right, here's the stuff, here's the aspects of yourself that you need to access. And that's the key word, is to really access these parts of yourselves. Because in the past, when you've accessed these parts of yourselves, you haven't really had a clean departure and a balanced departure and a good transition to move away from it. And it's not, again, it's not, we're not moving away from anything. It's all part of ourselves. But in terms of accessing, in terms of actually, you know, vibrating at that frequency, we're talking about really the reason that these things are coming up is because our relationship with them, we actually don't have a smooth release from them. We are actually, because we don't really have a good way to release these emotions, we have to create these very, you know, extreme situations to pretend like almost we're releasing them when we're really not. And so when these emotions come up and when, you know, some anger comes up, and we relate to it, we have an experience of it in a very open and a very relaxed type of way, then what actually allows to happen is our relationship with it, once we release it, it's a very smooth transition. It's not this like, oh my God, I gotta let you go so I can never see you again. It's, oh, here you are, and I've seen you for what you are, and I've seen it, and now I can just kind of float away. You know, it's a very relaxed type of thing. So it's really about
It's like when you, the way that I think of it is, it's like when you see someone you don't like or that you don't, you're not comfortable with. Maybe it's an ex, you know, boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-lover, ex-whatever. And so at first, when you see them out in the world, you want to do everything you can avoid to avoid them. And your pulse goes up and you're like, oh my God, I have to hide. Oh my God, hide behind me. Oh my God. You know, you're like trying to escape your experience. And in that moment, that person controls you. And it's the same with the emotion. When you are starting to experience emotion, go, oh my God, anger's here. Oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? You try to get away from it. In that moment, anger has now contained you and you are in the bubble of anger and anger is calling the shots. Even though you think that you're medicating it or avoiding it or soothing it away, it is absolutely 100% in control of you because it is the thing that is driving you to action. But as we, and I think it's also allowing ourselves to realize that sometimes, especially with really deep, big or emotions that feel really big, it's going to be a process. You may not, you know, you may not learn how to sit with it or love it all of, you know, entirely the first time, but it's like when then over time, when you slowly continue to allow yourself to just be present, just observe, just witness, then over time, anger doesn't control you. You over time expand beyond the confines of anger and you see that you now hold it within yourself. And over time, eventually you're walking down the street and you see that person coming to you and you go, oh my gosh, hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Doesn't mean I have to be friends with you. Doesn't mean I have to sit down and have lunch with you. But now you no longer control me. Now I see you as a part of me. So I'm not afraid of you anymore. So I can keep on stepping and just move through my experience. And you are not the one calling the shots anymore.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. I mean, because we're really talking here about healthy release. Healthy release. That's the operative thing here. And I think, you know, our relationships are a perfect model for that because, you know, how often have we had someone that's triggered us, something, you know, they've given us permission to access a lot of crap that comes up and we don't know how to have a healthy release from the relationship because we want to either say, you know, F off or I love you, I love you, I love you, come here, come here, come here, come here. It's right. There's no middle ground. And so the middle ground really, when we're talking about these, we're talking about emotions. The middle ground really comes down to being able to really dive into the experience that is being accessed rather than, you know, trying to get away from it. And it's, again, it's so easy to say that. But when, you know, diving into the spider's web, diving into the rabbit hole, because like I said before, you know, you can only find more of yourself in the unknown. So as you dive into these experiences, because that's really all you're afraid of. You're afraid of the big fanged beast because you're afraid of what it represents and what it might represent. You know, because not because of what it is. Because if you saw it for what it was, you wouldn't be afraid of it. Because I heard the thing like a half lie is so much more dangerous than a full lie because you're not a full lie. You're actually getting a full truth too. With a half lie, you're getting a half lie, half truth, half true, half lie. You know, so there's like, there's a sense of when you dive, that's why if there's ever a half lie in existence and you completely dive into it, it completely dissolves. You see how it's completely powerless because there's actually no foundation to it. There's no tangibility to it. So that's why there's anything that you're actually afraid of in your life actually it doesn't exist. It's in fantasy town because anything that you could actually be afraid of isn't revealing itself to you fully. And that's part of the game. That's the unknown. That's like the surprise. Like you wouldn't want someone to unwrap your presents for you. You know, that's why
Totally. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. We're talking about honoring your shadow. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy. Today, we are talking about honoring the shadow. And this has been such a juicy conversation, I think. And I'm really feeling like we just barely even scratched the surface. And isn't it funny that, like, the simplest truths sometimes can take the most time to explain? But, you know, one thing I think that it's important for us to do, and I think that this is a good topic for us to open up right now, is, Jeremy, you were saying, like, I think it's important to give people, like, a practical experience of what do you do when it shows up. So I think that, let's go back to my Pennywise experience for an example. So someone who's listening is going through their day, either they're asleep or they're on the bus or they're just whatever they're doing. And all of a sudden, bam, that fear or the anger or whatever it is, we'll just use fear for this example. So that fear comes in, you wake up and there's Pennywise with his fangs and the saliva dripping off of them and the red balloon, and you're just paralyzed. What do you do then?
I mean, I think it goes without saying that, you know, maybe a deep breath would be a good thing.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, it's a good place to start. But I mean, you know, and again, I want to make it clear that this isn't your five-step strategy to get rid of your ghosts. You know, right. That's not what we're talking about here. And I think we've made that pretty clear. You know, these are parts of you. They're parts of your innocence. They're parts of your inner child that just want to be loved and adored. And so when these parts of you come up, that is the kind of energy that you want to bring to them. You know, and if I mean, we're all here, we want to have a better relationship with ourselves and become more intimate with ourselves. And actually, that, what I just said, that is what these things are here to do for us. They're here to help us get more intimate with ourselves, help ourselves to see ourselves in a grander, in a more sweet, in a more whole way, in a nicer way, in a more gentle way. And so when these things come up, you know, the first thing that I think it's really important to say is these things aren't coming up because you did anything wrong. They're not coming up because you didn't do your spiritual dance right. They're not coming up because you're not a good spiritual student. No, these things are coming up because this is a real thing we're talking about. This isn't just how to get rid of your ghosts 101. This is real. And so when these things come up, this is the way I like to go about it. So if something freaky, like when I was in the shower growing up, I would see Darth Sidious with his lightning bolts and that would freak me out. But, you know, I love what you said about, you know, like asking Pennywise to get in bed with you and here there's space on the bed and really just like treating it like a hurt child. You know, like Matt Conaway says, if you wouldn't say it to a 5-year-old in pain, you shouldn't speak to yourself that way. And it's really the same thing. It's these aspects of you that are just in pain, that are just they don't know what to do, and they're here because you are their liberator. And so by taking a deep breath and saying, "Hello, beautiful. Thank you for being with me. I love you. I'm so sorry that you're in pain. If there's anything that you need from me, if there's any words that you would like me to say, I'm here. If there's anything you'd like to say to me, my ears are wide open, whatever that may be. I love you. Thank you for being with me." And you might even get some pretty gnarly responses, but that's the energy coming out. That's the shadow unraveling. Because when the shadow is given permission to roar its battle cry, it's full.
We just lost you. We'll wait for the audio to come back in. So that was a beautiful message. And I think that one of the things that we're talking about is when that anger or that fear is first acknowledged, oftentimes the voice is really loud and the voice is really scary because it hasn't been heard for so long. So it just needs to make some noise. And if we allow ourselves to move through that and to just sit with that and observe it, to see what's on the other side of that is just an aspect of ourselves that really just needs our love, our attention, and our acceptance. And one of the things that I would like to throw into the mix here as we're talking about this is I think oftentimes one of the most difficult things we contend with when we're talking about these powerful emotions is the physical response that we have, right? Because the body comes on with the sweaty palms and the dry mouth and the, you know, the flop sweat and the knot in the gut and the heart beating a million miles an hour and the adrenaline rush, whatever it is. We oftentimes don't, you know, that feels overwhelming and we feel almost like we're a prisoner within this experience. But I think it's an important thing to remember that a physical response, a physical experience of fear in the body isn't necessarily evidence that there is anything to be afraid of. It is merely evidence that the body is experiencing a fear response. So when we allow ourselves, and I get it, again, it's easier said than done when you're in the, you know, when you're listening to a radio show and you're chilling outside in the grass or just listening in your car, it's one thing. But when that fear is present in your face and your heart is pounding and you don't know what to do, oftentimes it can be difficult to remember. But I think it's just important to offer that up and to put this in the conversation that we can allow our body to have its response without believing that there's anything necessarily that's real to be afraid of. And we can just witness the body within its experience. And the same thing that Jeremy was just saying, say, oh, hello, body, you're having a fear response. Or, wow, body, I see that fear or anger is really, really powerful within you right now. You're having an anger response. What do you need from me? What can I do to make you feel better? What can I do to create space for you to be as you are and to have your experience? And when we allow ourselves to observe these parts of ourselves and say, what do you need from me? I love you. And I love that Matt Kahn quote of, you know, if you wouldn't say it to a five-year-old in pain, don't say it to yourself. I think it's important that we honor these parts of ourselves and don't beat yourself up for being angry. Don't beat yourself up for feeling sad or, you know, for being afraid. These are parts of the human experience. And the more we allow ourselves to learn how to love them, just embrace them and to be with them, the easier it becomes to just see it as a part of ourselves. And then we begin to expand our field and round it and contain it and embrace it. And now it's no longer something outside of me that I can, you know, try to escape or that's trying to control me. Because I guarantee you, when we start to run from these things, immediately we create the dynamic of being chased by these things. So when we stand and we turn and we face it and we go, wow, look at the big scary monster mask you have on. What's that about? Tell me. And you just open up a space to have a dialogue with yourself. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do. You know, we get some questions sometimes, and I'm going to close the show with this, is, you know, I got a message from Henrietta in Denmark, and she's saying, you know, how is that spirituality is still one of the things that people don't believe in, and how can they not believe in themselves? And I think that that is where we are at this point in time, is one of the big missions that we each have individually at this point in time is to learn how to remember the truth of who we are. And I recently recorded a video about this. I just posted it on my YouTube channel. It's on my Facebook and my website as well. You can find me at Andrew Martin Energy. And the title of this video is Sacrificing Your Disbelief. And sacrificing the disbelief of who and what you really are. Are we willing to surrender that, right? So often we say we want abundance, but we still believe in the illusion of scarcity. We say we want to feel powerful, but we still believe in these things that are telling us to be afraid and these things that are inciting fear within us. We want so much to experience being whole, and yet we refuse to surrender our beliefs that we are broken. You know, our experience, our life is a reflection of our relationship with ourself. And when there is a part of ourselves that we have unloved, when there's a part that we have not loved, when there's a part of ourselves that we have pushed aside, we have excluded, that we have shut the door on and left it outside in the cold, it's going to continue to knock on the door until we let it in, until we sit with it, until we love it and accept it as it is, and most importantly, until we forgive ourselves for denying those parts of ourselves. Because we're not always raised in an environment or in a place or in a world that allows us to have a healthy relationship with some of these shadowy aspects. And so now we have the opportunity to love them. Now we have the opportunity to invite them in, to sit with them and ask them to tell us our story. And I promise you, as soon as we let them tell the story, as soon as we find a way to love them and accept them, that's when they soften. That's when they take off the monster mask. And that's when that relationship that feels so adversarial with them begins to dissolve. So that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We lost Jeremy. His call dropped. The pitfalls of technology. But we'll be back in 2 weeks with a new show for you guys. Thank you again for listening. This has been A Life Untethered with Andrew and Jeremy on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at thelightedones.com. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you were there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin.